thank you for joining us today for another episode of Chrishell Counseling's Hope Through the Journey podcast, where we provide hope through the challenging journey of life. We'll give you actionable resources, tips, strategies, and tools that you may need along the way. Our podcast is designed to help you create the life balance you're looking for. We're also working really hard to help remove the stigma associated with mental health by talking about it in a way that we can all understand. So thank you again for pressing the play button on your podcast platform of choice and being with us. I'm your host, Alfred Chrishell Jr., and I'm joined today, as I always am, by my co-host, you know her well, a fellow licensed professional counselor, and my sister, Letty Chrishell. Let, what's happening?
Well, Al, I'll tell you. First of all, thank you for always asking me what's happening. Well, let me tell you. I've been listening to different perspectives about going to therapy. You know, different podcasts that I listen to, or they're sent to me to a by a friend.
And right, right.
So I give it a shot. Some ideas I agree with, others not so much. But it then led me to the idea for this episode, so I think we should just get right to it.
All right.
All right.
So let's do it.
Because our business is called Chrishell Counseling, Al and I are often consulting with one another about, well, as he says in the intro, all things mental health. And we decided that we should dedicate an episode to just talk about therapy, break it down a little, and hopefully answer your unasked questions for the who, what, when, where, and why of therapy. Al, why don't you start off with answering for us the big question, what is therapy?
Oof, man, how much time do we have, Let? How much time do we have on this podcast? And I love that you're bringing this up, and I can't wait to talk about this today. But first, I want to point out, with regard to this, that one of the big reasons that we do this podcast at all is because, as our intro states, we want to remove the stigma that mental health carries with it. And if you've been following our podcast or are a subscriber to our email list, which, by the way, you can do right now by going to our website and signing up. But if you have been a part of the Chrishell Counseling journey, you know then that our main focus is to make it easier to feel more comfortable about reaching out to a mental health provider and checking in with yourself if you need to. Let, you know, we've talked about this a lot. The fact that we find it so easy to go see our general practitioner, right, when we're physically ill.
Right.
Yet so many of us have a difficult time reaching out to a mental health practitioner when we feel off emotionally.
Exactly. We talk ourselves out of it. We tend to tell ourselves, oh, just snap out of it. Yeah. Or, you know what, that's just the way it is. Because we don't want to be vulnerable or appear weak.
Yeah, it's that whole idea of like, well, I don't need, I can do this on my own.
Right.
I can solve this on my own. And I can't help but reiterate to our audience that the body and the mind are one. And the research on this is unquestionable. The two are intertwined and referred to by many researchers in the field as body-mind. That simply means that what impacts physical health impacts mental health and vice versa.
That reminds me of the title of that book, The Body Keeps the Score.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So when you're feeling physically ill, something's hurting, I'm not saying don't see your doctor, you should. But what I am saying is you also need to be checking on your mental health as well, because there's a really good chance that there's something going on there too. And that's where therapy and the therapeutic relationship acts as a complement to going to see your doctor. And this is to answer your question, Len, what is therapy, right? Therapy is a way to look at the mind part of body-mind and regain the balance between the physical health and mental health. Therapy is a process whereby your mental health provider provides a safe and supportive and non-judgmental environment. They look for symptoms, then diagnose and prescribe interventions and by using evidence-based theoretical modalities, which I know we're going to get into in a bit here, but much in the same way that your doctor, your primary doctor, looks for symptoms, diagnoses, and prescribes medications for ailments of the body, your mental health clinician utilizes one of several different types of therapies.
And you know, there are so many different types of therapies. And again, each one based on its own theoretical approaches, techniques, and goals.
And there's a lot of them.
There's cognitive behavioral therapy, which is CBT, that focuses on identifying and changing negative thought patterns and behaviors. The aim here is to help clients challenge irrational beliefs and develop healthier coping strategies, and also achieving behavioral change through structured exercises and homework assignments.
That's right, Lett. And you know, we use this a lot. Use this a lot, partly because I feel aligned to it. And we've talked about some of the main focuses of CBT, which is cognitions,
right,
and cognitive distortions and reframing and restructuring. And so it's also good because the research shows that it's an effective tool to treat a lot of mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And I'll go back to the alignment with medical doctors in this regard. We as patients, we want our doctors to give us the right prescription for what we're diagnosed with. And similarly, as patients in mental health, we want our clinicians to prescribe the appropriate interventions and tools also. So as we look at these other interventions, look to see which one you feel might be beneficial for you. Acceptance and commitment therapy, another treatment modality here. It's an offshoot of cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's another one of my favorite treatment modalities. In ACT, you learn ways to diffuse with unhelpful thoughts. You learn to accept feelings and be present through mindfulness while moving towards those things you value most in life. If there was a mantra to describe acceptance and commitment therapy, it would be something like what Dr. Daniel Moran, a very well-known ACT practitioner, describes in his ACT Mindful Action Plan. And it would sound something like this. I am here now, accepting the way I feel and noticing my thoughts while doing what I care about. And I love that. ACT refers to this mantra as psychological flexibility, right? The goal of ACT. And I love how that describes the focus and why it's so effective.
Right. And you know, I do use this one as well in combination with CBT. Mm-hmm. But defining your values and implementing an action plan to live by can align us with how we want to live our lives and what we want others to see.
Right.
Another one is mindfulness-based therapy, which mm-hmm. integrates mindfulness practices and meditation techniques to promote present moment awareness, acceptance, and non-judgmental observations of our thoughts and emotions. Yeah. These therapies can be effective for managing stress, anxiety, depression, and also increase our overall well-being.
Right. And here again, Lett, it's these mindful practices that you talk about, like yoga, guided breathing meditations, guided visual imagery, progressive mm-hmm. muscle relaxation, body scans, just to name a few, that have been proven to be so effective in achieving the concept of mindfulness, which, like you said, is to be still and really create some space for ourselves so that we can do the therapeutic work that we need to in order to move us forward in our lives.
You know, there are also trauma-focused therapies such as eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
Yeah, ooh, that's a mouthful.
Through that.
Yeah.
Okay. Known as EMDR. Right. Okay.
We'll call it EMDR. For
right. Me. Which are specifically designed to address trauma and PTSD
that's
symptoms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Specialized techniques mm-hmm. are used to process the traumatic memories and to reduce distressing symptoms as well as promote healing.
That's right. And one of those specialized techniques that you talk about, Lett, you're referring to, is mm-hmm. something called bilateral stimulation. This is a part of EMDR that is unique in that part of the treatment utilizes eye movement, right? The EM of EMDR.
Right.
But this eye movement, this back and forth or up and down eye movement that a therapist uses their fingers, for example, to move across the client's face in front of them and the eye tracks it. Or it could be another type of bilateral stimulation like having your arms crossed and tapping your shoulders just back and forth like I'm doing right now. You can't hear it, but I'm tapping my shoulders. But just another example of bilateral stimulation type of movement. And there are others. But why does this work? So by doing these eye movements or other bilateral stimulation, it creates new neural pathways between the brain's hemispheres, which increases your ability to control your emotions and your reactions to them. Personally, I don't have a lot of experience with this modality, but there is a lot of building evidence that indicates that it does promote the healing process in an effective
right.
way.
And you know, again, these are just a few examples right. of therapeutic approaches available.
Right.
The choice of therapy depends on diagnosis, individual needs, preferences, and the specific goals of the treatment. Some therapists may integrate multiple techniques, again, based on the client's unique circumstances and therapeutic objectives.
Right. And all in an effort to use the right theoretical prescription for the client and their presenting issue.
Therapy offers a wide range of benefits for those dealing with various mental health challenges, as well as for those seeking personal growth and self-improvement.
Well, and you're not kidding about a wide range of benefits, Lett. If we are going to get into the therapeutic process, why? Let's answer that question, right? Well, because it can help you in so many different ways. It can help you feel stronger when confronted with life's challenges. Your ability to change behaviors that are holding you back can get better. Therapy can help you heal pains from the past, build relationship skills, determine your goals, and strengthen your self-confidence. Therapy can also help you manage your emotions better and learn effective problem-solving skills, too. And if that isn't a what am I waiting for a list of why to seek professional help, Lett, I don't know what is. I mean, I'm psyched just going down that list.
You know, I get all worked up, too, just hearing about the possibilities. But I do also want to add that in order to receive the benefits of this therapy, you have to be ready to do the work. Mm-hmm. I'm being completely transparent here. That's you know, true. As we've shared before, yes. It's about retraining your brain. And how does that happen? You got to practice.
That's the only way. That's the only way it gets done. And why is it difficult? And why is it a challenge? Because it's new and change is different and it feels different and it feels awkward and uncomfortable for a lot of people, but it's helpful and nothing right. worth achieving is easy.
Exactly.
Again, we're working towards becoming the best version of ourselves, right? Even after hearing all the benefits that can come from taking care of your mental health in this way, I know there are people out there who haven't bought into the therapeutic process for different reasons, right?
Very true, Al. Have you ever heard the saying, la ropa sucia se lava en casa?
Well, you know, we come from the same family, but I can't say that I've heard that one.
Well, yeah, we do come from the same family. And no, never heard that one in our, you know, growing up
right.
in our home, but I heard it somewhere else. Can you translate that for us?
Well,
for our listeners?
Sure. The literal translation is the dirty clothes get cleaned in this house.
100% correct. You are right about the literal translation. But of course, it's not literal in this example. What it means is don't air your dirty laundry in public. Don't tell people our business.
Yeah.
So depending on religion or culture, the view of going for therapy plays a role in whether or not we choose to try counseling. Mm-hmm. In some Hispanic homes, for example, depression and anxiety aren't a real thing. And again, I bring up, we are from a Hispanic home, although this didn't happen in our home.
Right.
But I know it was in other homes.
Yeah.
But I was watching one of the SNL episodes when Pedro Pascal hosted, and he played a Mexican mom. And so the son comes home from college and she hears that her son was diagnosed with depression. And right away she says, you know, mi hijo does not have depression. He just likes the dark. You know, it's the no.
Yeah. There are different cultures that have similar mindsets. Mm-hmm. A mindset that we try to respectfully reframe, because all that that type of thinking does is hurt. It hurts the individual. And that's not healthy. Speaking of barriers to therapy, sometimes there are even financial barriers. People see therapy as being too expensive. But know that there are all kinds of different ways to pay for therapy, including some free options, like calling your local university community mental health clinic. I know in our area where we live, free counseling is available through our local university.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Another big obstacle is fear, that fear of the unknown. Like, what am I supposed to say or do? The like you mentioned earlier, the awkwardness of trying something for the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going to happen once I'm there? Yeah. There's also the idea for some that when they're thinking about it, they feel like maybe they're going to be underrepresented. They want to find someone who knows what they're going through to have that shared experience. In other words, you know, you understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, whether that be the culture, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity. But there are therapists out there who will have those shared experiences. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of doing some research to find the person that will work with you and for you.
Right. You know, And those are all valid concerns that can definitely keep people away from therapy. But let's talk about what happens when someone was just as jazzed as me when I was reading the list of benefits and, and they're just ready to go for it, right? Where do you start? And what does it look like once you get going?
Right.
So let's take this slow, because while it may appear to be an overwhelming process, it doesn't have to be. So the first thing you're going to want to do is to find a therapist that is right for you. Reaching out to find a therapist is so much easier now than in times past. Also, with telehealth so easily accessible, you now have a whole bunch of resources to choose from. For example, unless you want to meet with someone in person, just because you live in the area you do doesn't mean you are limited to meet with someone in your location. Clinicians are licensed in the state they reside. Letty and I are licensed in the state of Texas, so we can only meet with individuals that reside in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, however, clinicians are licensed in more than one state, so that means you have options. You can start with a provider search on Psychology Today, for example, a popular search engine for mental health providers. ZocDoc is another one that you can use. Or you can just do a Google search for therapists near me and look for someone that way. You can even ask a trusted friend or colleague if they have heard of anyone. But once you find someone that seems like a good match for you, you'll want to set up either a consultation with them or an initial intake session.
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about what that first intake session would look like. Mm-hmm. When I first meet with a client, prior to that, I will send them an email and letting them know what to expect. Again,
right.
Just to, you know, this intake, we're going to be getting a lot of information, mm-hmm. fact finding kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I explain the goals of the session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once we're sitting there together,
yeah.
Paperwork needs to be completed, just like with any new healthcare provider. You know, again, that we said before, papers to fill out.
Right.
I go over privacy and confidentiality, informed consent, which when signed, you know, that becomes the contract and it gives permission
right.
for the client therapist relationship to begin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's also the actual intake form, which has questions about client's background, family history,
mm-hmm.
relationships, past experiences, medical history, and what brings the client to counseling.
Yeah.
There are also questionnaires to complete. There is the PHQ-9, which is a depression assessment, as well as the what we call the GAD-7, which is an anxiety assessment.
Yeah, and as you're going through the documents here, this is no different than what you're used to when you go to the doctor's office for the first time. So
right.
some familiarity or filling out forms here, right? It's also a very critical piece of the process because it helps your clinician really get a good idea of what your concerns are and the presenting problem.
Right, and once the paperwork is completed, there is a discussion about the diagnosis, the long and short-term goals for treatment, and the length of time for the treatment. For example, will we be meeting weekly? Will we be meeting
right.
every other week? And then for how long?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly 3 to 6 months.
Right. Yeah, even longer maybe.
It could be longer, yeah. again, depending on the goals and the progress.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it does sound like a lot, and it is, however, your process of developing a therapeutic relationship in which you should feel safe and listened to. You don't feel judged. So you're not afraid to open up and let yourself feel comfortable expressing your emotions.
Yeah. And it is a process, but it could be something very beneficial to you to just get started and go and build a rapport and then do the work to help yourself become the best person you can be, the best
mm-hmm.
version of yourself. Look, we know that therapy is a valuable tool. We wouldn't be doing what we do if we didn't believe in the process. We wouldn't have devoted all this time to this podcast if we didn't feel good about what we were doing and what we were bringing to you. So we hope today's podcast gave you some helpful information that has made you feel a little more comfortable with the process and made you feel more comfortable with saying yes to therapy. Again, if you're ready to reach out and get started, take a look at those websites we talked about, or like I said, Google Therapist Near Me,
right.
to start to take care of your all-important mental health. There I go getting passionate again. You know,
I know. Okay. Yeah. We got to come to a close here.
Yeah, we are. All right. Well, we are so thankful to you again for taking time out of your day to listen to our show today. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends, post it on social media, or forward the link to anyone. Make sure you don't miss a single episode of the podcast by hitting the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. If you want more from us, again, you can sign up for our blog by heading over to our website, CrishellCounseling.com. That's C-R-I-X-E-L-L counseling.com, and become a subscriber. I'm on Instagram, so follow me on Instagram. My Instagram account, ChrishellJr.Alfred. Let Where Can Our Listeners Follow You on social media?
They can find me on Instagram at Anna Chrishell. Once again, thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast. Take some more time to reflect on what we shared today. Did something resonate with you? Remember, practice makes permanent.
Thank you, Let. Life is a journey, everyone. Thank you for allowing us to share a little piece of our life with you. Remember, you're not alone. We're in this together. We got this. Talk soon.
Goodbye.
We'll be right back.